Oldfield station on 2, well known as ISS Gulf College.
And Munich is with you on 2, go ahead, Swaff.
Good morning. A quick question. I do not see where I should put samples that are now in the centrifuge. Could you guide me in which melted urines were, which section?
And Swaff, this activity will be taken care of by Johnny, so you don't need to do anything.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Scuba station on 2 for Tsuchiya-san.
Tami, good morning. We are standing by here.
Hey, good morning, Tami. I just want to say a couple of words to Tsuchiya-san as he has the last shift as a SWAT today. He got certified as a SWAT in 2007, and since then he has been making a huge contribution to GEM operation. So just I want to say a huge thanks to him. And good luck on his next career as a bio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tak. He's living the history and still questing a new position like bio. We are looking forward to his future. Thank you very much for the word.
And so this is Station Schultz for Acoustic Monitor.
And Munich, this is with you on 2.
Munich, just to understand that the setup is complete, measurement is on, and am I supposed to wear this or still wait for further measurements?
Shooks, yes, you are supposed to wear this during the whole day.
Roger, no, I am wearing this during the whole thing, but now am I supposed to wear it during the entire day after this?
And that's affirmative, Shooks.
Roger, copy.
Until station on 2 for cognition.
Huntsville is with you on 2, Anne.
Good morning. Thanks for the flexibility on being able to do that in the CQ. Wanted to check two things. One is to see if I am going to take HRFPC2 at this time. And then two, just to make sure I have the understanding correctly, I just need to unplug that from its power chain in Columbus, plug it to in my CQ power chain, but not the data cable. Complete all the tests, and then just unplug the power cable and put it back in the chain in Columbus. Is that a good understanding?
And that is a good understanding, and you are go to pull PC2.
Okay, thank you.
Station Munich on SpaceX on 2 for Schucks and Violux Acoustics. One go back.
Munich, this is Schucks. Go ahead.
Shooks, just to clarify, we want you that you wear wireless acoustics 24 hours until tomorrow's activity at 7:45, where you can take it off. How copy?
Roger, I'll wear it for 24 hours until tomorrow's activity, then I can take it off. Also, just to clarify, I have a few STEM demonstrations and video recordings. Can I take it off during those events?
Checking.
I have a few STEM demonstrations and video recordings. I would like to take it off during those events, possible.
And Chuck's back with you. We would like that you wear the wireless acoustics 24 hours, so please do not doff it off. You can, however, remove the microphone, put it on the side, but please do not remove it completely.
Roger, copy that. That works. I can remove the mic to the side during the recordings. Thank you.
And one go back, please do not stop the recording. The recording should be on for 24 hours.
Roger, copy. Recording is on for 24 hours.
Good feedback.
Scuba station on 2 for Prox switch off.
And Tuck, go ahead.
He's having looking for go for step 2.
I copy, we are ready. You'll go for step 2.
Scuba station on 2, proxies powered off. So congratulations on a successful checkup.
Thank you. Congratulations, proxies powered off. Thank you.
Sensation on 2 for token.
Good morning, Vapor. We have confirmed the data in step 1 and 2. So you are go to pick up step 3.
Good morning, and welcome back. Thanks for that, and I will pick up step 3.
Station Instagram 2 for resulting frame.
Hey, Johnny. It's been a while. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Costa, what's up, buddy? Great to hear from you. If you guys are ready, I'm looking for a go and set 2.4 and reporting the serial number out of it is 1320.
You are go, and that's a good serial number.
Thanks, and we're station on two, the UPS cleared for recycle tank train. You're good to proceed with command of drain.
Good copy, Johnny. Thanks.
I'm to the station until this is to be for Orbistown.
Huntsville's with you on two.
Hey, Huntsville, we are just in the beginning of the procedure and configuring for walks. Is this okay? Are we on two?
Hey, Timmy, you're actually going to meet your remote guider, Dave, and PD, Victoria, on private space. You're on four.
And Huntsville for ultrasound.
Hey, Peggy, sorry, I walked you guys into a handover. You guys will be on private space ground four with Dave and Victoria.
Hey, copy, Dave and Victoria on space ground four.
Houston station on two for Seavis handover.
Go ahead, Johnny, we're listening.
Costa, just to let you know, because I don't know if there's a quick solution, but I'm helping Suave with his first Seavis session, and we are unable, or rather, there are no protocols under his profile. And we've tried the standard things. We've tried logging out, logging back in, and restarting the program. And I have verified that protocols do still show up under mine. So while BME tries to figure this out, my suggestion is you can either do a manual one or actually load one of mine.
Johnny, we copy all. Give us another second here for the quick turnaround.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
All right, station Houston on two for Johnny. We're good with you guys doing a manual at this time.
Roger, Costa, we will do a manual under his profile. Thanks. Houston station on two for recycle tank drain part two, looking for a go in step 3.1.2.
Johnny, you are go.
Thanks, sir. Station on two for the recycle tank drain part two. The UPA fill drain valve position is in fill, and the fill drain valve compressor port is uncapped.
You copy all, Johnny. That's a good config. Thanks for the work.
My pleasure.
Houston station on two for a couple topics.
Anne, with you on two. Ready for your topics.
Good morning. You are not Costa. One is that I dropped a crew note for midday meal on a mic set audit. And when you get a chance, I'd be curious if the lab mic set is supposed to have a clip-on mic with it. And then on the second, there was a DPC topic this morning about the high beta and the sun for. I wanted to clarify kind of where that came from, which is that the DPC, at DPC, they'd said, you know, hey, with the high beta, we're going to have more time of sunlight, and so they can, you could take pictures in the cupola more often. But unfortunately, because the sun is kind of below the plane or the horizon of ISS most of the time during the high beta, there's only about 20 good minutes, 20 to 30 good minutes at highest beta where we can get good cupola photos. So we've talked that with all the action guys, but I just wanted to clarify for you guys kind of where that comment came from. So even though it shows daylight on Optimus, it's kind of 90 degrees sunlight from the side, which are really challenging photos.
All right, and I copy all. And this is Diane. You got flight. Costa stepped out for just a second. So we copy all. We'll take a look at your crew note with the audit about the mics and get back to you if the lab should have a clip-on mic. And then copy the input on the sunlight. Be interested in getting more data, more data on the which beta range you start to see that become an issue. We've got a little bit more time before we get up into the really high beta range, so we'll talk that a little bit more on the ground. We'll see if we have any follow-up questions for you. We've got a handover in just under a minute now.
Okay, yeah, we'll try to get some more numerical data. It's kind of already starting where I'm noticing that some of the CEO targets that are technically at night or starting in the day, like that first one I just left a crew note on the Earth Ops for the Axe Island that was this morning, and it was a night setting, but it was actually at daytime. It's kind of already started where it just lingers for longer. It'd be hard to quantify necessarily, but we'll try to get you some better data on how long that is. It kind of bit us when we had our CTVs of personal items to take pictures of on SpaceX 32, and we had to get it all done, and it was a high beta time period, and it was that's when we learned the challenge of taking the photos when the sun stays on the horizon the whole time.
Yeah, copy. That's great feedback. We've got 5 seconds to an LOS, so I'll catch you on the other side.
Thanks.
This is Ishan 2 for OSU insert audits.
Johnny, go for OSU.
Just to finish this activity, I left some comments in step 5 of that stow track, and just to give some clarifying context, the way our crew deploys OSU inserts in the actual WHC, we've got a Ziploc bag in the back, we just open up the contents of a new OSU package or insert, and then just throw all the packages in there. So I counted the ones remaining, but there's no serial number because that serial number is on the green outer bag, and we typically throw those away as soon as we deploy them.
Okay, Johnny, that makes sense. Thanks for the context.
Just for your awareness, I went ahead and counted the number of package inserts in a new OSU bag, and it's 4 of them. And within each of those 4 packets, I don't know, there's probably a dozen or so actual OSU baggies.
Okay, all good data, thanks.
This is Station on 2 for Arizona Monitors.
Huntsville is with you on 2 talk.
Yeah, for step 3.2 and for step 3.4, I see some dust on those air inlets that I can clean up easily with a capital tape. So looking for your goal for that. And step 3.6, almost no dust on the sensor mesh. So I don't think there is any need to clean it. But if you guys want me to clean the sensor mesh as well, I can easily do it. So just let me know.
We copied all. Yes, you can go ahead and use the capital tape to clean the areas that you need to, and we copy that you do not see any visible dirt or contaminants on that magic sensor area, so you don't need you to clean anything.
Thank you all. Thank you. Houston 612 with a question on the location of the RAF.
Go ahead, John, for the question.
So, I found this kind of floating stack floating on a overhead port of UMAP stage 3 and 4. And it might have just gotten off. I'm not sure where it lives. I can point to the lab camera to give you some essay on what I'm talking about.
Hey, John, if we see a good view, we are trying to find a reference. We'll get back to you when we know where it belongs. Copy, thumbs up. Hey, Johnny, we see you reinstalling that. We don't have a great reference, and really the exact details don't matter. The goal is to get that cone pointing towards majority of the item. So if you point it towards the interior of the module, that's fine. We're happy with that. Thanks, Johnny.
Station on 2 for Arizona Monitor.
We are with you on 2.
I can give you step 4.11, so all cards are inserted into a stable card reader.
Excellent. Thanks, Chuck.
Station, this is Chuck for demonstration digestion.
Chuck, this is Houston. Go ahead.
I have recorded the one with the English script, and I do have some observations about the Hindi script. I think the English one would suffice for us. I would go ahead and upload the English one in the card right now and hold off for the evening ACC meeting with Axiom to clarify the Hindi script. Is that okay with you?
Kishik, we copy all. We're trying to get a hold of Axiom real quick, so we'll get you an answer in a moment.
I'm just standing by. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Shook. Hey, Shook, I see you on video. Just wanted to know, we're good with your plan, so no issues with the plan you suggested.
Roger, copy that. English is good. Thank you.
Yeah, and just to clarify, English is good for now, and then you can talk during your conference with Axiom later on any changes.
Yeah, next station is 512 for wireless acoustics.
See that, Houston. Shooks. Thank you.
Enix is with you on 212.
The next station is iPhone 2 for wireless acoustics.
Munich is with you on 212.
I found the personal dosimeter and I'm working on it, but it is not switching on. I tried a couple of times and the display is always off. Could you please guide me what to do in that case?
Checking. The station Munich is basic on 212 and wireless acoustics.
Thanks.
Swath, can you confirm that you pressed, as per step 1.1, the power button for 3 seconds?
I did 1.2, and then I followed if the display is off. I repeated the step, and the display is still off.
Mini copies. So in this case, you need to follow the if block as per step 1.2.2 and connect the personal noise meter cable, as we assume that the noise meter is not charged. How copy?
I copy, and I will look for the cable.
Mini copies. Thank you. Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for a swath, no response required. The personal noise meter that you're searching for should be in the 0.5 CTB Axiom 4, as you also took out the noise wireless acoustics meter.
Swath copies. Munich station swath on 2 for wireless acoustics.
Munich is with you on 2.
We also checked the flight model to FM2, serial number FM2. It is not switching on. Would you like me to connect this one to charge as well or not?
So if that's negative, we assume that FM2 can be charged later and we are not sure on how many USB ports can be blocked and if we have enough cables.
We'll go. It's Munich station 1212 for wireless acoustics.
Munich is with you on 2.
I saw that the display is switching on, and I was wondering if there's anything else for me for the moment to do except of leading this on the USB charge.
So, that are good news. Can you please confirm to us that you see the little battery blinking up and down on the display?
Please let me check. I'll be back. So I confirm the battery is blinking and the device is charging.
Stuff. These are very good news. Thanks so much. We will pick up tomorrow with wireless acoustics from there.
Excellent. Thank you for
the support. Station on 2 for Toka.
Go for Toka.
Costa, I am doing the closeout activity, and I got the same faults that we've been getting recently, the T1, T2, T3 above 27 degrees Celsius in React TIC. I just want to make sure I'm still good to continue the closeout activity, and then I threw the results into AcreNote.
All right, Vapor, we just double-checked that we didn't need any more data, but we've got enough of this data, so you are going to continue.
Thanks. And then while I have you, for ARID, I got the communication error this morning, and then a log out, log back in worked, and it worked fine after that, and I was able to finish the workout nominally, just for record keeping.
Great. Thanks for the report. We'll document it.
Actually, the station on 2, so Arizona monitors.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, the activity is complete. Step 5.19. The Aerodoro sampler Alpha and Bravo initialization is complete. So step 5.20, magic is power on and current display is warming up. So step 5.21, Opera is also successfully powered on. And all photos will be on FSC20.
Copy all talk, thank you.
Munich station is 1212 for photograph.
Salos, good afternoon. Go ahead on 2 for photograph.
Afternoon. I was wondering if you are ready to start. I could start already now.
And Salos, we are ready to start whenever you are.
Excellent. So I deployed the Columbus Payload 3 laptop in GEM. I connected to power. I used a different power brick because I did not find the one with the serial number 1008. That's okay.
Savage, that is okay. Perfectly fine.
Huntsville Station on 2 for aerosol monitors. One go back report and question.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hey, if you guys take a look at the step 5, decimal 13, decimal 1 of the procedure, that inverter switch was previously occupied by Astro-V battery charger and also its cable. And since we are not charging any battery on it, I just disconnected it. And now the power chain is connected to the aerosol monitors, so it should be okay. So right now I have two pieces of hardware. One is Inspired Energy battery charger, and the other one is Inspired Energy AC power adapter. So I need a storage location for these two items. I'll copy.
We copy all talk, and we are checking on that storage location.
Copy.
Next station is Swabonte for Photongraph.
Hey, so I'll go ahead on two. And just for your information, we will move this activity to space to ground 4 later on. Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Suave. Suave, back with you. Sorry, we got caught by a handover.
No problem. Glad to hear your voice. I'm for photograph in step 3.5. And I would like to check with you camera for things.
And Suave, could you give us a closer view of the laptop if you can? We're interested
to
see the laptop screen.
So the laptop screen should be visible on the GEM camcorder 2, and I was asked as well to uncover the GEM starboard camera, so these are two I was working with.
Swabosh, we would like you to actually point the GEM camcorder as in step 2 decimal, in step 2, 3 decimal 2. So the pointing is actually good. We just would like you to zoom in.
I think GEM-CAM-2, as per instructions, is pointing towards the screen, but I can move it closer if this is too far.
So you don't need to move it closer. You can just zoom in a little bit, and that's sufficient. So we have a good view right now. Thank you very much. And just for your information, we are going to move any conversation to Space Ground 4 from now on.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for talk and Inspired Energy cables.
Fire down 2.
It is going to take us a little while to get that resto location for you, so we will get back to you later today on where to put those.
Okay, no problem. I can show it in US lab.
Copy, thank you.
So station on 2, the LSG work volume is deployed.
And we copy. Thank you so much, Victor.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibor at your convenience.
Yeah, meet you, Huntsville.
Tibor, after your team's event, you have an activity, an acquired equivalence test activity at 1405, and we have some deltas for that. Would you please give us a call before you start that activity?
Absolutely, Huntsville.
Thank you very much.
Nope, thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Nicole and Master Simulation. Nicole, we just wanted to take up with you. Whenever you're ready, let us know, and we will come on board with BCA-1. Thank you very much. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Nicole and Master Simulation. Nicole, whenever you're ready, let us know, and we would like to come on board with BCA-1. Thank you.
In Munich Station, you have Vapor and Anne, and the camera is set up. You're ready. You're welcome to come on board.
Thank you both. We are going to activate the camera now, then.
Munich Station for Muscle Sim, are we going to swap over to 3 or 4, or you want me on 2?
Check in, Vapor.
Answering, sorry, do you want us on Space to Ground 3 or 4?
And Vapor, we are using Space to Ground 4 today for photographs, so we would like to stay on Space to Ground 2.
Okay, we are on to you and looking for your confirmation on the electrode placement.
Okay, Vapor, we would like to know, we would like you basically feedback from you if the electrode on your shin is not directly on the bone. So we would like you to point a finger to where you have the bone on your shin. And Vapor, it looks like all the electrodes are good. This one is perfectly placed, so you're good with step 6 decimal 9. And Vapor, just a reminder, from now onwards, please do not move the electrodes. If you need, you can adjust the intensity. Copy the thumbs up.
This is H92 for Rosengleton Train Part 3.
Hello, Johnny. You got a go in 7.1 of your recycled tank train and did your 1400 activity. You have a go in 2.2.
Hello, Matthew. Good to hear from you. And got the go.
Same. Get to work.
Sir, yes, sir. Station on to for step 7.5 of the recycled tank train activity. I've got the drain valve position in process and the compressor hose to the UPA field drain valve compressor port in step 7.5.
Tremendous configuration, Johnny. Good work.
Matthew.
Control station on 2, this is TB4, acquired liquid arrows test.
And so we are with you on 2. So today when you go to start your activity after the Teams event, we've done some troubleshooting on the ground, so we'd like you to go back to yesterday's activity and do that one, same as it says yesterday, session 8, and hopefully we'll have some luck.
Right.
And just to be super clear, we're not going to be doing the activity that is scheduled today at 14.05.
I'm not doing session 9, I'm doing session 8 right now, right?
Yes, session 8 and the procedure from yesterday with 2.002.
Brilliant, thank you.
Station, you need to start with down 2 for Vapor. You can just take the direction for the airport step. You need to go right around the ankle and then you can attach to the front. Maybe that can help. Around the heel.
Munich, can we get a clarification on the last call on which strap we need to fix?
So that will be the ankle strap, and you can pass it just around the heel. Maybe that helps to fix it. So there is Velcro just at the back of it.
We're tracking the ankle strap that goes around this way. Are you wanting this one moved?
So we were expecting that strap to be a little bit lower, but if you're comfortable like that and it works for you, we are also okay to keep it as it is.
Okay, copy, certainly we understand, and we will take a look at it.
Okay, copy, thank you.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Peggy and Kermit.
And on 2 for Kermit.
Peggy, I just wanted to let you know that you are go for that embedded procedure in Kermit, step 1.1, that MSRR is off.
We go for the procedure for powering up the Kermit. Huntsville station on 2, the cover is installed.
Huntsville copies.
Okay, station on 2, looking for a go in step 10.1.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Vapor and muscle simulation. Sorry, we were in LOS. Your go for step 10.1.
We go in 10.1, thanks.
So station on 2 for Kermit.
We're with you on 2.
Step 12, and when I press the fluorescence microscope on off, I'm not getting the blue light. I do verified. I have power on the switch on the GFCI, and I've turned it on here in the microscope, and I've power cycled it all the way off on everything, and then turned it back on, and still no joy, no blue light when I push the button on the microscope.
Will you copy all? We're checking on that.
That's with station 2. This is TB4 acquired.
Go ahead, Tibby.
Still no luck, unfortunately.
Okay, copy. Let me check and see if there's any steps for you real quick.
Thank you.
And Tibby, how far did you get in that procedure?
So I'm still trying to open the website just as yesterday. And a few minutes ago, I got to the user login page pretty quickly, but nothing ever since. Still the same issue as yesterday.
Okay, we copy all. We're checking real quick.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Suave and Schux. Just a heads up, Suave and Schux, we have right now ground 2, or we'll let you know when the communications are back. And please keep in mind, space to ground 2 is not privatized.
Station Huntsville on Spacetogram 2 for Tibby. We're going to go ahead and scratch our heads on the ground for a little while, so you are go to proceed into your next activities, and we'll let you know if we have anything else to try for this one.
Huntsville Station on 2 for microscope. Tuck figured it out. The connection connecting the microscope to the power box was loose. I'll go ahead and just tighten those little thumb screws just to make sure it doesn't back out again.
Excellent. Great job, Tuck.
The thumb screws don't actually tighten, so I guess they're just alignment.
We copy that. It's good info.
So station on 2, the Kermit's ready for you to start your commanding. Sorry for the delay.
No worries, Peggy, and we will give you a call when that ground commanding is complete so you can start your CLIO activity.
Cool.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Peggy and CLIO.
Head on 2.
You can go ahead and start your CLIO activity or go for step 1.2.
Right.
Peggy, that looks good. We copy, okay.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Vapor. Vapor, we would like you to keep on the vinyl gloves for the duration of the muscle stimulation, if you don't mind. Copy, thumbs up.
Munich station on 2 for your muscle stim.
Go ahead and to Vapor.
So I'm at 80% intensity and I'm not feeling anything yet.
And Vapor, there is a star block in the procedure. It's a step 15, decimal 6, decimal 1. You can try to perform that and see if it changes. It's a first if block.
Hey, come here, Rick. I'm going to station on 2. Sorry, I missed 15.7.1. Was about 4 minutes ago.
Can we copy, Vapor?
And so station on 2, this is TV for stand demo.
What would you answer, TV?
So, I have 4 experiments in this, and 3 is alright and doesn't require too much or too many equipment, but the 4th one, the water lens, that requires a hell of a build-up, and I'm not sure if I found every required part, so I don't think we will have a chance or time to do that today.
Stand by, Tibby.
By the 4th, I mean the water lens one. The slinky, the piston, and the no buoyancy stuff, that will work. And also I set up the node, which one is the next? Node two, number 2 camera for starboard and WA.
Okay, we copy all. Stand by 1. And Tibby, this is Huntsville back with you on 2. Could you repeat what it is that you can't find for that 4th experiment, the water one?
I have the ORU clamps and the track assembly and all, but we couldn't really figure out how to connect it to the seat track.
And Tibby, we copy. And did you check figure 4? Did that help at all, or is there still something not working?
Yes, we're looking at figure 4, and because we need the specific angles and the mirrors and everything so that you can see it from different camera angles, we think it's going to take some significant amount of time to set that up. He's prepared to do the first 3, and we can just try and do the 4th one at another time. I don't think in a short period of time before this blue box event starts that we'll be able to get it set up.
I think we copy all. Thank you for that. That sounds like a good plan to us as well. So we'll proceed with the first 3 and then look to reschedule that 4th one. Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Peggy and camcorders.
Go ahead on 2.
Peggy, can we just confirm with you really quick that the microphone is plugged into that free floater camcorder and not node 2 camcorder?
When Peggy is using?
Sorry, go ahead, Peggy.
Awesome, thank you so much. Station 2, this is TV for some demo. I'm starting the experiment.
Entity, we copy. Station is still up for ground two for activity. If you could look at the recorded camera while you're doing the experiment, we would appreciate it.
It sounds like I'm just having trouble starting the recording. Just a little bit. The station is not on the top. That's all that.
And Tom, go ahead and look.
I'm trying to put the Columbus Halo laptop to the Ethernet network into the 12.6. It says I saw it to the cable 5 meters. And the only cable that I've actually found is like one ETM laptop Ethernet. This one?
And that is the negative, but it's not the correct laptop, the correct cable.
Okay, I'll keep on looking, and if you have any pointers, I'm happy to take them.
We are checking.
Thank you for closing.
Go ahead, then, too.
Karina, I am complete with the 20 minutes. I'm trying to save the files, and it actually says that the file already exists, and it's asking me to replace it.
And paper, I hear that you need to press it, yes.
Karina, we'll have you, the battery voltage is showing 770.
And we copy, thank you.
Next station is 1124, for close out of photograph.
And Savage, go ahead, then, too.
Do you know exactly where this Ethernet cable should be connected on the other end? Up to maybe locate it.
Yes, so this cable, if you look at the storage note line item 12, you should be finding it on 1.0 CTB, which is labeled cables for call DMS. And the CTB is located in call 1 starboard end cone, overhead aft quadrant.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for talk and stowage location.
Huntsville, station on 2, did you call me?
Hey, talk. Earlier you reported finding an Inspire Energy charger and a power adapter. We have a stowage location for you if you're ready to copy.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
That can go in the JLP port 1 Delta in a 1.0 CTB serial number 1004.
Copy, JLP port 1 Delta 1.0 CTB 1004. Thank you.
That's a good readback. Thanks.
Phoenix station is 1124 photograph cutout.
Go ahead on to Swabish.
Thank you for the tip. It was really helpful to find the cable. the data is ready for downlink.
And we copy all. We are here to help if we can. And station Munich on space to ground 2 for vapor. Whenever you have a chance, we would like to know the number of pauses you made during the simulation and also the main intensity percentage. Thank you.
In Munich station, I was 60%, and, you know, I did not look at the number of pulses before I closed it. I apologize.
And we copy. Thank you very much.
Sorry, pauses. Number of pauses was 0.
Okay, copy. Thank you very much. 0.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Houston, Johnny with you on 2.
Hey, Johnny, we've seen a couple uses of the WHC in your activity here for WHC. Looking for the 3.7 report, please.
Apologies, I was at John in the community, but I wanted to call that down. So the counter is 87308, no anomalies with the post-flight analysis bag, and it was about 80% full.
Copy, my bad for not seeing the crew notes, but I prefer your voice.
Come here, buddy.
Next station on 2 for muscle stem encryption.
Go ahead, Anton, and call.
So the crypt data application, when I typed in MonoMove, it said encryption. It says encryption going on, please wait. And then below that it says processing folder, and it's the C drive data to encrypt in MonoMove. and it's been there for a couple minutes. The procedure just says verify after a couple of seconds, or a few seconds. So I'm wondering if there's a different step I can take here.
And we're checking. It's a bit unexpected. We'll check it on ground first. Let us know. We will let you know.
Step 18.4 for reference.
We copy. Thanks. And Nicole, back with you. So our first suggestion is that you close the window and you try again. And we still have the VCA1 active. If you want, you can video directly and then you
pull up that screen. Yeah, I will do all of it.
Thank you.
Well, that time it worked.
And Vapor, we copy. We are good. Thank you very much.
Phoenix station on 2 for 18.5. The encryption is complete.
And we copy. Thank you.
So station on 2 for Cleo.
We're with you on 2.
Just wondering if you're ready for me to take the samples off the scope.
We just need a couple more minutes, and we will give you a call when we're ready.
That's good.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2-4, Peggy and Cleo.
Go ahead, for Cleo.
Hey, you are go for step 1.3 in the Cleo sample remove activity, and you are also go for your next Cleo sample insert activity.
Okay, copy.
Station, this is Shooks on Space to Ground 2 for myogenesis.
And Shooks, we are with you on 2, and we have Shankini. She is ready for you on Space to Ground 3.
Got to copy that, switching to 3.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby.
Station 2 Huntsville.
Tibby, at the end of this activity, the stowage note has you trash everything, but we would like you to keep it. We're going to try to reschedule some of these activities, so if you can just put everything back where you got it, we would appreciate that, please.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2-4, Peggy and Cleo.
Ed?
We are having intermittent video outages. If you were trying to show us the sample, we did not see it.
Right, the sample has serial number 11, which will be farthest back in the microscope, and serial number 12, closest to the opening side.
We copy all. Thanks.
Huntsville Station, the samples are in, and you're ready to scan whenever you can.
Huntsville copies.
Huntsville Station, this is Shooks on 2 for myogenesis. Negative, thank you. We are conversing on Space to Ground 2 now.
And Shooks, this is Huntsville. We're going to move you back over to Space to Ground 3. We should have good comp now.
Roger, copy that. Shifting to Space to Ground 3.
Station Munich on Space Ground 2 with a heads up to all crew members. The Mediaset event with live audio and video broadcast from Columbus will start in about 5 minutes.
Munich Station on 2, this is TB for the event.
TB, Munich is with you. So ground will connect with the Mediaset, and that should take about 90 seconds, and then they will perform a voice check through the Mediaset itself.
Sounds good.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 with a heads up to all crew members. The live event in Columbus has finished and we have resumed nominal audio and video configuration.
Station Houston on 2 for any available USOS crew member. 5 minute activity.
Go to.
Hey, we're seeing a power failure, we think, on XPWD. We have a procedure for you. Normally it is a power off, power back on type of procedure. We could just tell you what to do, but there's a not straightforward series of flights, so when you're ready, I'll give you a 11.442 exploration potable water dispenser procedure, and you have a go in that procedure.
Okay, copy. I'll put 11.442 in work. And Houston Station on 2 for step 1.1 of the XPWD.
Go.
All the lights look nominal, so the power LED is on and green, the iodine filter light is on and green. And then the dispense hot and dispense ambient are both on for white and blue, respectively. Fault and ground control are both off OFF.
Houston copies. We still would like you to proceed with the power cycle in 1.2 and through to the end. Thank you.
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Houston Station XPW is powered back on, and the lights are in the same nominal config again.
Houston copies. Turn it off. Turn it back on. Worked. We see data now. Thanks.
No problem.
So Station 9-2 for Cleo.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Are you ready for those samples? I'm flexible if you need me to wait.
Yeah, the PD would like to get a few more images, so we'll let you know when we're ready.
Okay, no worry.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Head on, Cleo.
You are go for the sample removed. Imaging is complete, and you are also go for your next activity, the Kermit hardware powered out.
All right, and work.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann. Low priority. At your convenience.
Houston Station, Matt, you are always a priority for me. What can I do for you?
Hello, Ann. The laboratory clip, Mike, there are only three on space station, so Columbus, Floater, and Jim are the locations the crew have chosen. If you want to adjust it, great. If not, leave as is, but we expected one to be missing from the set.
Good. Thank you for the quick answer.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann. Again, extremely low priority.
Right on 2.
Okay, it's again about your medium-sized crew note from earlier today. For the piece of soft foam, glad that's not an acronym, and the unmarked cable, those are going to remain lost and found for a little bit. So if you can toss them in the lost and found in the lab, that'd be great. And then the USB speaker aux cables you found, times 2, location into the PMM, in a 1.0 CTB, serial number 1057, laptop crew supplies, PMM P1 rack bay.
The two marked mic cables into 1057, and the other two will hang out in the lost and found for a while. Thank you. I'll put those, by the way, in the official lost and found 5463.
That works. And then, of course, if you want to make another crew note or just let us know how much time you spent on the audit, back 8 purposes.
It probably took 30 to 45 minutes. Probably 45 minutes.
Copy. 45.0 minutes.
If it's going to get added to my paycheck, then it definitely took about 4 hours.
Copy. 5 hours with the commission for Capcom.
It's a deal.
Huntsville Station 9-2 for Astro Mental Health. Swap says it's Munich. Instead, Munich Station 9-2.
And Peggy, good evening. Go ahead on 2. If you're referring to the crew note that Savage left us earlier in the day about what kind of logos are needed, so we discussed it on ground, and it would be sufficient if you guys take photos of each other when you're doing something on the iPad, like answering the questionnaire or doing something else. And for today, that will be all.
Okay, great. Thanks.
The next station is Swerve on 2 for timeline.
Savage, go ahead and do.
Hi. I was wondering, I have a task to reconfigure laptop in Columbus that I could take now. I have a bit of gray space. Would that be possible?
Savage, that is possible because we have completed the data transfer, so you'll go anytime.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So I'll start for that.
You're welcome.
The next station is Lavon 2 for closing Columbus Payload Laptop 3.
Savage, go ahead.
And a quick question. The virtual machine is not shutting off. Should I just close the VMware software?
Savage, in theory, you need to shut down the VM and then shut down the Columbus Payload Laptop. Is that what you're asking?
Well, I tried to shut down the VM. On the other hand, it is not shutting down. Oh, actually it worked. Just now. Okay, perfect. So I'll close VMware and I'll shut down the laptop. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Excellent. Have a good evening.
You too. We'll talk again.
Houston Station on 2 for Vapor, low priority.
Go ahead for Vapor on 2.
Thursday, we are tracking for a crew off-duty day. That's when the stowage conference was going to be. Would you like to move that to Wednesday or terminate stowage conference this week?
For that, I do not have any topics for them, but if they want to do one on Wednesday, I'm happy to.
Copy. We understand your preferences, and we'll leave it up to ISO. Thanks.
Thank you.
station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Peggy and microgravity challenge.
1-2 for microgravity challenge.
Hey, Peggy, we noticed that it looks like the work light at lab overhead 6 is dim, so we were wondering if it was plugged into station power or operating off of battery.
I've been operating off batteries, but I can go get a new one.
Actually, we have the configuration steps to plug it in. If you go to GMT 179, the setup activity at 10 o'clock, it's in the if statement of step 5.
Okay, copy. List something. GMT 179, step 5, the if statement.
That's good readback.
Station on 2 for LED work light.
We're with you on 2.
I've found where all the cabling is, except for the, there was nothing in the stow note where to find the last cable to connect it up to the work light. Do you know where I should find those cables?
We will find that location. Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy and work light.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, just to confirm, you needed the LED work light cable?
That's correct. There wasn't a location in the stow note.
Yes, you can find one of those at Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 2, and half CTB 1244.
Node 1, Deck 4, CTB 1244.
Yes, and that's in the Kilo 2 location at Deck 4.
Huntsville Station on 2, the USB chargers and plugged into the work light now.
Copy that. And can you verify the intensity of the light?
100.
Copy 100. Thanks.
Phoenix Station is 12 on 2. For Astro Mental Health close-up.
Established, go ahead.
Wait a bit longer, I just could now access the device. So I wanted to know if the payload laptop was powered up, but I wanted your go to go ahead.
Breath checking. And so the laptop should be already on and ready to go.
Okay.
And since I have you, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Of course.
All right. We just wanted to have a little bit of feedback from you. First of all, for photographs. So today you had a little bit of troubles to find the power chain for photograph, the one that we were expecting you to find. Can you elaborate a little bit on those issues?
Oh, actually, because Tibor is deployed there as a sleep station, so the configuration might be slightly different, and his personal laptop was on top of the laptop desk. So what I did, I put the Columbus laptop payload, laptop 3, on top and used directly the charger from the laptop at the bottom.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you for clarifying. And then we have another topic for ActiBelt. So first of all, thank you for letting us know that you were not wearing it during the service today. There is a size constraint that the ActiBelt should be worn for at least 10 hours per day. So we would like you to confirm that overall you managed to wear it for at least these 10 hours.
I need to count, but I think 10 hours is a yes, and I thought about wearing it a bit longer so I'm not docking right away.
Okay. That's perfect. That's actually what we wanted you to ask. We wanted to ask you, so if you can just wear it a little bit longer, then it will cover it.
And I apologize for forgetting to don it again when I change clothes to sports clothes. So for the next TV sessions, I will have it.
We copy, and no problem at all. As soon as we have these 10 hours, we are good. Thank you. That's all I have for you.
Excellent. Thank you, Teresa.
Patient Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Hey, who's calling Johnny?
Houston's calling Johnny. I have questions about get to you.
Hello, Matthew. Johnny is here.
I can't quite hear you. Is this Johnny?
Matt, yeah, it's Johnny. On to you.
Okay, Johnny. Hey, we're confused by your crew note about Keteos in the task list. Did you make two Keteos? One for active and then one for reserve?
Yeah, so standard practice, at least for our expedition, is whenever it's time to... Whenever we make Keteos, we always make two of them just to be efficient. And so so we build them every other Keteo replacement. And so this one, there was only one in reservoir, so we used that as the newly installed Keteo, leaving zero in the reservoir. And so we built two up.
That was our guess. We were just confused because we were checking that 1432 would have been one that was being thrown away.
Say, let me look at my notes.
John, if you can hear me while you're looking at your notes, we're going to want to know which one is installed, and we also want to know if there's still the trend of drawing cool pictures on the Keteo with a Sharpie.
Hey, Matt, this is Vapor. We put the body serial number is 1552 and 1556 for the lid. That's the new one that's now active. Johnny's still checking on the one that we threw away.
Yeah, those are different. Can you say those numbers again, please?
The body right now is 1552, and the lid is 1556.
Houston copies body 1552, lid 1556.
Happy, and then Johnny just figured out 1551 for the body is the one that we threw away, and 1555 for the lid.
Okay, we are no longer confused. 1551 and 1555 are full and been tossed. Thank you.
Vapor.
And then we have one more question.
And we'll get something fun on the Sharpie drawing.
Thank you. There should be good artwork on every Keteo. But I mean, I don't know if they got passed down from Expedition 71. We had one more question, and there was going to be a 3.0 CTB generated to stow more Keteos. Did we know that CTB?
Matt, yeah. Saw that stow note, but the current 3.0 Keteo trash has room for at least 2 to 3 more. And so instead of grabbing a new CTB, I just threw the full Keteo in that one.
Plus one for headwork. Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Matt.
Station Houston on 2 for Tibby.
Evening, Houston.
Hello, sir. We had some questions about the team's conference you attempted to join this morning. We had the images expedited of your iPad downlinked so we could check them out. And we saw that you did a pretty good job documenting how you connected to teams. But at the end of the pictures, we see a successful conference. So if you could just help us understand the issue you were having and what we need to troubleshoot.
But are you sure it was me? Because I'm pretty sure I wasn't inventing a Teams conference today from my iPad. Do you mean Suave at 9:35?
Maybe it's great talking to you. We just received information that it's actually Suave we want to talk to. So if you could pass the phone off to him, that'd be great.
Hey, call me anytime. I'd love to talk to you.
Hey, Tibby, hopefully you remember the training we talked about and you're doing all those things.
I have no time for those, and my commander prohibits me.
I understand.
Well, this is Suave.
Suave, this is Capcom. We were hearing issues of iPad 180 having some problems. When you're trying to connect to a conference this morning, you took some really great pictures and screenshots that you sent down to us. But we see that you did successfully connect in those images. Can you expand upon the issue?
I actually managed to connect to ESA using the iPad 1080. There were just some extra steps, and I needed to enter a CAPTCHA, and then finally it worked. But today there was no problem. Yesterday, on the other hand, I couldn't connect as guest, and finally I used Jimmy's iPad. Not Johnny's.
Copy. So you were documenting the process that you had on Johnny's iPad. And so thank you so much for sharing. But you were able to connect using that technique, but not able to connect using the normally provided iPad, which was what, 1083?
Just to clarify, the photos that you got and I documented, it was using the iPad that Peggy has, iPad 1080, and today it worked. 2 days ago, I did not manage to connect, and Jordan landed me his iPad to be able to do ESA crew conference. But today, there were no major problems, just some extra steps.
Stand by 1 minute, Swab. Swab, we have a conference here in Houston, and we understand everything, so thank you so much for the help.
Welcome, and thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
Houston Station, Johnny on Space Ground 2 with an important recognition.
Go ahead.
Today's the last day of work for Mission Control Center Facility Manager Dennis Hare. Dennis has been instrumental in keeping Mission Control running since he began working at GAC in 1983. He's worked as an engineer in Building 48 and was involved in generating electrical wiring diagrams to connect MCC's backup equipment to the Critical Mission Control Center infrastructure. He also implemented quality control programs for the backup electrical systems. He transitioned to FOD and has served in facility management for MCC for 26 years, and his diligence has literally helped keep the lights on. Flight controllers would be unable to do their job without the mission control facility functioning, and Dennis's contributions has helped ensure safe human spaceflight operations throughout shuttle and ISS missions. You know, we often talk about service, and we tend to think of the folks, whether they're at the tip of the spear or working diligently in mission control. But, you know, Dennis is a prime example of how public service comes in many, many forms, and everyone's contribution is just as important as everyone else's. And, Dennis, if you're listening, we all here at Exodus 73, thank you very much. We know we could not do our jobs, and the flight control team that we depend on so much couldn't do their jobs without people like you. So thank you for your tremendous career of service to GSC, FOD, and human spaceflight. You will be missed, and we hope your retirement is full of successful fishing trips.
Houston copies. Thank you so much.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Bowman ISS Cold Storage.
And Monique is with you on 2. Go ahead, Swaff.
Good morning. A quick question. I do not see where I should put samples that are now in the centrifuge. Could you guide me in which melted urines were, which section?
And for us, this activity will be taken care of by Johnny, so you don't need to do anything.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Scuba Station on 2 for Jason.
Tommy, good morning. We are standing by here.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I just want to say a couple of words to Tsuchiya-san. He has the last shift as a SWAT today. He got certified as a SWAT in 2007, and since then he has been making a huge contribution to GEM operation. So just I want to say a huge thanks to him. And good luck on his next career as a bio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tuck. He's a living the history and still questing a new position like bio. We are looking forward to his future. Thank you very much for the word.
And so this is Station Schultz for Acoustic Monitor.
And Munich, this is with you on 2.
Munich, just to understand that the setup is complete, measurement is on, and am I supposed to wear this or still wait for further measurements?
Chooks, yes, you are supposed to wear this during the whole day.
Roger, no, I am wearing this during the whole thing, but now am I supposed to wear it during the entire day after this?
And that's affirmative, Chooks.
Roger, copy.
Station on 2 for cognition.
Huntsville is with you on 2, Anne.
Good morning. Thanks for the flexibility on being able to do that in the CQ. Wanted to check two things. One is to see if I am going to take HRFPC2 at this time. And then two, just to make sure I have the understanding correctly, I just need to unplug that from its power chain in Columbus, plug it to in my CQ power chain, but not the data cable. Complete all the tests, and then just unplug the power cable and put it back in the chain in Columbus. Is that a good understanding?
And that is a good understanding, and you are go to pull PC2.
Okay, thank you.
station Munich on space to ground 2 for Schux and Viadux Acoustics. One go back.
Munich, this is Schux. Go ahead.
Schux, just to clarify, we want you that you wear wireless acoustics 24 hours until tomorrow's activity at 7:45, where you can take it off. How copy?
Roger, I'll wear it for 24 hours until tomorrow's activity, then I can take it off. Also, just to clarify, I have a few STEM demonstrations and video recordings. Can I take it off during those events?
Checking.
I have a few STEM demonstrations and video recordings. I would like to take it off during those events, possible.
And Chuck, back with you, we would like that you wear the wireless acoustics 24 hours, so please do not doff it off. You can, however, remove the microphone, put it on the side, but please do not remove it completely.
Roger, copy that. That works. I can remove the mic to the side during the recording. Thank you.
And one go back, please do not stop the recording. The recording should be on for 24 hours.
Roger, copy. Recording is on for 24 hours.
Good feedback.
Airbus station on 2 for prox switch off.
And Tuck, go ahead.
He's having looking for go for step 2.
I copy, we're ready. Your go for step 2.
Cuba station on 2, prox is powered off, so congratulations on a successful checkup.
Thank you, congratulations, prox is powered off, thank you.
Sensation on 2 for token.
Good morning, Vapor. We have confirmed the data in step 1 and 2, so you are go to pick up step 3.
Good morning, and welcome back. Thanks for that, and I will pick up in step 3.
Station Space Ground 2 for recycle pink crane.
Hey, Johnny. It's been a while. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Costa. What's up, buddy? Great to hear from you. If you guys are ready, I'm looking for a go at step 2.4 and reporting the serial number out of it is 1320.
You are go, and that's a good serial number.
Thanks. And work. Station on 2, the UP is cleared for recycle tank train. You're good to proceed with command and drain.
Good copy, Johnny. Thanks.
I'm to the station on 2. This is before Wilkerson.
Hansel's with you on 2.
Hey, Hansel, we are just in the beginning of the procedure and configuring for walks. Is this okay? Are we on 2?
Hey, Timmy, you're actually going to meet your remote guider, Dave, and PD, Victoria, on private space here on 4.
And Hansel, for ultrasound.
Hey, Peggy, sorry, I walked you guys into a handover. You guys will be on private space ground 4 with Dave and Victoria.
Hey, copy, Dave and Victoria on space ground 4.
Houston station on 2 for Cebus handover.
Go ahead, Johnny, we're listening.
Costa, just to let you know, because I don't know if there's a quick solution, but I'm helping Suave with his first Cebus session, and we are unable, or rather, there are no protocols under his profile. And we've tried the standard things. We've tried logging out, logging back in, and restarting the program. And I have verified that protocols do still show up under mine. So while BME tries to figure this out, my suggestion is you can either do a manual one or actually load one of mine.
Johnny, we copy all. Give us another second here for the quick turnaround.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
All right, station Houston on 2 for Johnny. We're good with you guys doing a manual at this time.
Roger, Costa, we will do a manual under his profile. Thanks. Houston station on 2 for recycle tank drain part 2, looking for a go in step 3.1.2.
Johnny, you are go.
Thanks, sir. Station on 2 for the recycle tank drain part 2. The UPA fill drain valve position is in fill, and the fill drain valve compressor port is uncapped.
You copy all, Johnny. That's a good config. Thanks for the work.
My pleasure.
Houston station on 2 for a couple topics.
Ann, with you on 2. Ready for your topics.
Good morning. You are not COSA. One is that I dropped a crew note for midday meal on a mic set audit. And when you get a chance, I'd be curious if the lab mic set is supposed to have a clip-on mic with it. And then on the second, there was a DPC topic this morning about the high beta and the sun for. I wanted to clarify kind of where that came from, which is that the DPC, at DPC, they'd said, you know, hey, with the high beta, we're going to have more time of sunlight, and so they can, you could take pictures in the cupola more often. But unfortunately, because the sun is kind of below the plane or the horizon of ISS most of the time during the high beta, there's only about 20 good minutes, 20 to 30 good minutes at highest beta where we can get good cupola photos. So we've talked that with all the action guys, but I just wanted to clarify for you guys kind of where that comment came from. So even though it shows daylight on Optimus, it's kind of 90 degrees sunlight from the side, which are really challenging photos.
Right, and I copy all. And this is Diane. You got Flight Costa stepped out for just a second. So we copy all. We'll take a look at your crew note with the audit about the mics and get back to you if the lab should have a clip-on mic. And then copy the input on the sunlight. Be interested in getting more data, more data on the which beta range you start to see that become an issue. We've got a little bit more time before we get up into the really high beta range, so we'll talk that a little bit more on the ground. We'll see if we have any follow-up questions for you. We've got a handover in just under a minute now.
Okay, yeah, we'll try to get some more numerical data. It's kind of already starting where I'm noticing that some of the CEO targets that are technically at night or starting in the day, like that first one I just left a crew note on the Earth Ops for the Axe Island that was this morning, and it was a night setting, but it was actually at daytime. It's kind of already started where it just lingers for longer. It'd be hard to quantify necessarily, but we'll try to get you some better data on how long that is. It kind of bit us when we had our CTVs and personal items take pictures of on SpaceX 32, and we had to get it all done, and it was a high beta time period, and it was that's when we learned the challenge of taking the photos when the sun stays on the horizon the whole time.
Yeah, copy. That's great feedback. We've got 5 seconds to an LOS, so I'll catch you on the other side.
Thanks.
Station on 2 for ASU insert audits.
Johnny, go for ASU.
Just to finish this activity, I left some comments in step 5 of that stow track, and just to give some clarifying context, the way our crew deploys ASU inserts in the actual WAC, we've got a Ziploc bag in the back, we just open up the contents of a new ASU package or insert, and then just throw all the packages in there. So I counted the ones remaining, but there's no serial number, because that serial number is on the green outer bag, and we typically throw those away as soon as we deploy them.
Okay, Johnny, that makes sense. Thanks for the context.
Just for your awareness, I went ahead and counted the number of package inserts in a new ASU bag, and it's 4 of them. And within each of those 4 packets, I don't know, there's probably a dozen or so actual ASU baggies.
Okay, all good data, thanks.
This is Station on 2 for Arizona Monitors.
Huntsville is with you on 2 talk.
Yeah, for step 3.2 and for step 3.4, I see some dust on those air inlets that I can clean up easily with a couple of days. So looking for your goal for that. And step 3.6, almost no dust on the sensor mesh, so I don't think there is any need to clean it, but if you guys want me to clean the sensor mesh as well, I can easily do it, so just let me know.
We copy all. Yes, you can go ahead and use the cap on it to clean the areas that you need to, and we copy that you do not see any visible dirt or contaminants on that magic sensor area, so you don't need you to clean anything.
Thank you. Station 2 with a question on the location of the lab for Western Center.
Go ahead, John, for the question.
So I found kind of floating slash floating on a vehicle of the lab, 3 and 4, and
picture of where he lives. I can point to the lab camera to give you some essay on what I'm talking about.
Hey, John, if we see a good view, we are trying to find a reference. We'll get back to you when we know where it belongs. Copy, thumbs up. Hey, Johnny, we see you reinstalling that. We don't have a great reference, and really the exact details don't matter. The goal is to get that cone pointing towards majority of the item. So if you pointed it towards the interior of the module, that's fine. We're happy with that. Thanks, Johnny.
Consolidated station on 2 for air resort monitor.
We are with you on 2.
I can give you step 4, decimal 11. So all cards are inserted into a stable card reader.
Excellent. Thanks, Doc.
Station, this is Shook for demonstration digestion.
Shook, this is Houston. Go ahead.
I have recorded the one with the English script, and I do have some observations about the Hindi script. I think the English one would suffice for us. I would go ahead and upload the English one in the card right now and hold off for the evening ACC meeting with Axiom to clarify the Hindi script. Is that okay with you?
Hey, Shook, we copy all. We're trying to get a hold of Axiom real quick, so we'll get you an answer in a moment.
I'm just standing by. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Shook. Hey, Shook, I see you on video. Just wanted to know, we're good with your plan, so no issues with the plan you suggested.
Roger, copy that. English is good. Thank you.
Yeah, and just to clarify, English is good for now, and then you can talk during your conference with Axiom later on any changes.
EMX station is 512 for wireless acoustics.
To that, Houston. Shook, thank you.
EMX station 212.
The next station is 512 for wireless acoustics.
Munich is Bastian 2 Swaff.
I found the personal dosimeter and I'm working on it, but it is not switching on. I tried a couple of times and the display is always off. Could you please guide me what to do in that case?
Checking. The station Munich is Bastian 2 Swaff and wireless acoustics.
Click.
Swaff, can you confirm that you pressed, as per step 1.1, the power button for 3 seconds?
I did. I did 1.2, and then I followed the display is off. I repeated the step, and the display is still off.
Minute copies. So in this case, you need to follow the if block as per step 1.2.2 and connect the personal noise meter cable, as we assume that the noise meter is not charged. How copy?
I copy and I will look for the cable.
Minute copies. Thank you. Station Munich on Spacecon 2 for a SWAF, no response required. The personal noise meter that you're searching for should be in the 0.5 CTB Axiom 4, as you also took out the noise wireless acoustics meter.
SWAF copies. Munich station SWAF on 2 for wireless acoustics.
Munich is with you on 2.
We also checked the flight model to FM2, serial number FM2. It is not switching on. Would you like me to connect this one to charge as well or not?
So that's negative. We assume that FM2 can be charged later, and we are not sure on how many USB ports can be blocked and if we have enough cables.
We'll go. It's Munich station 1212 for wireless acoustics.
Munich is with you on 2.
I saw that the display is switching on, and I was wondering if there's anything else for me for the moment to do except for leading this on the USB charge.
So, that are good news. Can you please confirm to us that you see the little battery blinking up and down on the display?
Please let me check. I'll be back. So I confirm the battery is blinking and the device is charging.
Stuff, these are very good news. Thanks so much. We will pick up tomorrow with wireless acoustics from there.
Excellent. Thank you for your support.
To the station on 2 for Toka.
Go for Toka.
Costa, I am doing the closeout activity, and I got the same faults that we've been getting recently, the T1, T2, T3 above 27 degrees Celsius in React TIC.
I just want to make sure I'm still good to continue the closeout activity, and then I threw the results into AcreNote.
All right, Vapor, we just double-checked that we didn't need any more data, but we've got enough of this data, so you are go to continue.
Thanks. And then while I have you for ARID, I got the communication errors this morning, and then log out, log back in worked, and it worked fine after that, and I was able to finish the workout nominally just for record keeping.
Great. Thanks for the report. We'll document it.
Actually, the station on 2 for Arizona monitors.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, the activity is complete. Step 5, decimal 19. The Arizona sample Alpha and Bravo initialization is complete. So step 5, decimal 20. Magic is power on. And current display is warming up. So step 5, decimal 21, Opera is also successfully powered on. And all photos will be on SSC 20.
Copy all talk, thank you.
The ending station is 412 for photograph.
Salish, good afternoon. Go ahead on 2 for photograph.
Good afternoon. I was wondering if you are ready to start. I could start already now.
And Savush, we are ready to start whenever you are.
Excellent. So I deployed the Columbus Payload 3 laptop in GEM. I connected to power. I used a different power brick because I did not find the one with the serial number 1008. That's okay.
And Savoj, that is okay, perfectly fine.
Hansel Air Station on 2 for aerosol monitors. One go back report and question.
Hansel's with you on 2.
Hey, if you guys take a look at the step 5, decimal 13, decimal 1 of the procedure, that inverter switch was previously occupied by Astro-V battery charger and also its cable. And since we are not charging any battery on it, I just disconnected it, and now the power chain is connected to the aerosol monitors, so it should be okay. So right now I have two pieces of hardware. One is Inspired Energy battery charger, and the other one is Inspired Energy AC power adapter. So I need a storage location for these two items. I'll copy.
We copy all talk, and we are checking on that storage location.
Copy.
Next station is 412 for photograph.
Okay, so I'll go ahead on 2. And just for your information, we will move this activity to space to ground 4 later on. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave. Suave, back with you. Sorry we've got caught by a handover.
No problem. Glad to hear your voice. I'm for photograph in step 3, decimal 5, and I'd like to check with you camera postings.
And Suave, could you give us a closer view of the laptop if you can? We're interested to see the laptop screen.
So the laptop screen should be visible on the GEM camcorder 2, and I was asked as well to uncover the GEM starboard camera, so these are two I was working with.
Swabosh, we would like you to actually point the GEM camcorder as in step 2 decimal, in step 2, 3 decimal 2. So the pointing is actually good. We just would like you to zoom in.
I think GEM CAM 2, as per instructions, is pointing towards the screen. But I can move it closer if this is too far.
So you don't need to move it closer. You can just zoom in a little bit, and that's sufficient. So we have a good view right now. Thank you very much. And just for your information, we are going to move any conversation to Space Ground 4 from now on.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for talk and Inspired Energy cables.
Fire down 2.
It is going to take us a little while to get that reset location for you, so we will get back to you later today on where to put those.
Okay, no problem. I can store it in US lab.
Copy. Thank you.
So station on to the LSG work volume as deployed.
And we copy. Thank you so much, Vapor. Station Huntsville on Spacer Ground 2 for Tibor at your convenience.
And meet you, Huntsville.
Tibor, after your team's event, you have an activity, an acquired equivalence test activity at 1405, and we have some deltas for that. Would you please give us a call before you start that activity?
Absolutely, Huntsville.
Thank you very much.
Nope, thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Nicole and Muscle Simulation. Nicole, we just wanted to take up with you. Whenever you're ready, let us know, and we will come on board with BCA-1. Thank you very much. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Nicole and Muscle Simulation. Nicole, whenever you're ready, let us know, and we would like to come on board with BCA-1. Thank you.
In Munich Station, you have Vapor and Anne, and the camera is set up. You're ready. You're welcome to come on board.
Thank you both. We are going to activate the camera now then.
Munich Station for Muscle Sim, are we going to swap over to 3 or 4 or you want me on 2?
Check in, Vapor.
Answering, sorry, do you want us on Space Ground 3 or 4?
And Vapor, we are using Space to Ground 4 today for photographs, so we would like to stay on Space to Ground 2.
Okay. We are on to you and looking for your confirmation on the electrode placement.
Okay, Vapor, we would like to know, we would like you basically feedback from you if the electrode on your shin is not directly on the bone. So we would like you to point a finger to where you have the bone on your shin. And Vapor, it looks like all the electrodes are good. This one is perfectly placed, so you're good with step 6, decimal 9. And Vapor, just a reminder, from now onwards, please do not move the electrodes. If you need, you can adjust the intensity. Copy the thumbs up.
Station 9-2 for Rosengleton Train Part 3.
Hello, Johnny. You got a go in 7.1 of your recycled tank train, and in your 1400 activity, you have a go in 2.2.
Hello, Matthew. Good to hear from you. And copy go.
Same. Get to work.
Sir, yes, sir. Station on to for step 7.5, the recycled tank train activity. I've got the drain valve position in process and the compressor opposed to the UPA field drain valve compressor port in step 7.5.
Tremendous configuration, Johnny. Good work.
Matthew.
Huntsville Station on 2, this is DB4, acquired activity test.
And Tibor, we are with you on 2. So today, when you go to start your activity after the team's event, we've done some troubleshooting on the ground, so we'd like you to go back to yesterday's activity and do that one, same as it says yesterday, session 8, and hopefully we'll have some luck.
Right.
And just to be super clear, we're not going to be doing the activity that is scheduled today at 14.05.
I'm not doing session 9, I'm doing session 8 right now, right?
Yes, session 8 and the procedure from yesterday was 2.002.
Okay, thank you.
Station Munich, after we're down to our Vapor, if we just have a question for the airport step, we need to go right around the ankle and then you can attach to the front. Maybe that can help. Around the heel.
Munich, can we get a clarification on the last call on which strap we need to fix?
So that will be the ankle strap, and you can pass it just around the heel. Maybe that helps to fix it. So there is Velcro just at the back of it.
We're tracking the ankle strap that goes around this way. Are you wanting this one moved?
So we were expecting that strap to be a little bit lower, but if you're comfortable like that and it works for you, we are also okay to keep it as it is.
Okay, copy, certainly we understand, and we will take a look at it.
Hey, copy, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Kermit.
And on 2 for Kermit.
Hey, Peggy, I just wanted to let you know that you are go for that embedded procedure in Kermit, step 1.1, that MSRR is off.
You go for the procedure for powering up the Kermit. Huntsville Station on 2, the cover is installed.
Huntsville copies.
Station on 2, looking for a go in step 10.1.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for vapor and muscle simulation. Sorry, we were in LOS. You are go for step 10.1.
We go in 10.1, thanks.
So station on 2 for Kerman.
With you on 2?
Step 12, and when I press the fluorescence microscope on-off, I'm not getting the blue light. I do, verified, I have power on the switch, on the GFCI, and I've turned it on here in the microscope, and I've power cycled it all the way off on everything, and then turned it back on, and still no joy, no blue light when I push the button on the microscope.
We copy all, we're checking on that.
That's with station 2, this is TB4 acquired.
Go ahead, TB.
Still no luck, unfortunately.
Okay, copy. Let me check and see if there's any steps for you real quick.
Thank you.
And TB, how far did you get in that procedure?
So I'm still trying to open the website just as yesterday. And a few minutes ago, I got to the user login page pretty quickly, but nothing ever since. So still the same issue as yesterday.
Okay, we copy all. We're checking real quick.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and Schux. Just a heads up, Suave and Schux, we have right now Ground 2, or we'll let you know when the communications are back. And please keep in mind, Space to Ground 2 is not privatized.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby. We're going to go ahead and scratch our heads on the ground for a little while, so you are go to proceed into your next activities, and we'll let you know if we have anything else to try for this one.
Huntsville, station on 2 for microscope. Talk figured it out. The connection connecting the microscope to the power box was loose. I'll go ahead and just tighten those little thumb screws just to make sure it doesn't back out again.
Excellent. Great job, Talk.
The thumb screws don't actually tighten, so I guess they're just alignment.
We copy that. It's good info.
So station in on 2, the Kermit's ready for you to start your commanding. Sorry for the delay.
No worries, Peggy, and we will give you a call when that ground commanding is complete so you can start your CLIO activity.
So.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Head on 2.
You can go ahead and start your CLIO activity or go for step 1.2.
Right.
Peggy, that looks good. We copy, okay.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for vapor. We would like you to keep on the vinyl gloves for the duration of the muscle simulation, if you don't mind. Copy, thumbs up.
Munich station on 2 for your muscle sim.
Go ahead and to vapor.
So now I'm at 80% intensity and I'm not feeling anything yet.
And vapor, there is a star block in the procedure. It's a step 15.6.1. You can try to perform that and see if it changes. It's a first if block.
Okay, copy and work. Munich station on 2. Sorry, I missed 15.7.1. Was about 4 minutes ago.
Can we copy vapor?
So station on 2, this is TV for stem demo.
We're with you on 2, TV.
So I have 4 experiments in this, and 3 is all right and doesn't require too much or too many equipment. But the fourth one, the water lens, that requires a hell of a build-up. And I'm not sure if I found every required part. So I don't think we will have a chance or time to do that today.
Stand by, Tibby.
And by the fourth, I mean the water lens one. The slinky, the piston, and the no buoyancy stuff, that will work. And also I set up the node, which one is the next? Node two, number 2 camera for starboard and WA.
Okay, we copy all. Standby 1.
Okay.
And Tibby, this is Huntsville back with you on 2. Could you repeat what it is that you can't find for that fourth experiment, the water one?
I have the ORIU clamps and the track assembly and all, but we couldn't really figure out how to connect it to the seat track.
And did we copy? And did you check figure four? Did that help at all, or is there still something not working?
Yes, we're looking at figure four, and because we need the specific angles and the mirrors and all everything so that you can see it from different camera angles, we think it's going to take some significant amount of time to set that up. He's prepared to do the first three, and we can just try and do the fourth one at another time. I don't think in a short period of time before this blue box event starts that we'll be able to get it set up.
And thank you, we copy all. Thank you for that. That sounds like a good plan to us as well. So we'll proceed with the first three and then look to reschedule that fourth one. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and camcorders.
Go ahead, on 2.
Peggy, can we just confirm with you really quick that the microphone is plugged into that free floater camcorder and not Node 2 camcorder?
On 2, you see this?
Sorry, go ahead, Peggy.
Yes, it's plugged into the hard line system.
Showing 770.
And we copy, thank you.
Next station is 512 for close out of photograph.
And Savage, go ahead on 2.
Do you know exactly where this Ethernet cable should be connected on the other end? That's to maybe locate it.
Yes, so this cable, if you look at the storage note line item 12, you should be finding it on 1.0 CTB, which is labeled cables for call DMS. And the CTB is located in call 1, starboard end cone, overhead aft quadrant.
Call me.
Hey, Talk. Earlier you reported finding an Inspire Energy charger and AT power adapter. We have a stowage location for you if you're ready to copy.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
That can go in JLP port 1 Delta in a 1.0 CTB serial number 1004.
Copy, JLP port 1 Delta 1.0 CTB 1004. Thank you.
good read back. Thanks.
Phoenix Station, Swab 1-2 for Hilton Draft Club.
Go ahead on to Swabish.
Thank you for the tip. It was really helpful to find the cable. it's data is ready for downlink.
And we copy all. We are here to help if we can. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Vapor. Whenever you have a chance, we would like to know the number of poses you made during the simulation and also the main intensity percentage. Thank you.
In Munich Station, I was 60%, and, you know, I did not look at the number of pulses before I closed it. I apologize.
And we copy. Thank you very much.
Sorry, pauses. Number of pauses was 0.
Okay, copy. Thank you very much. 0.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Houston, Johnny with you on 2.
Hey, Johnny, we've seen a couple uses of the WHC in your activity here for WHC. Looking for the 3.7 report, please.
Apologies, I put that down in the computer, but I wanted to call that down. So the counter is 87308, no anomalies with the post-flight analysis bag, and it was about 80% full.
Copy, my bad for not seeing the crew notes, but I prefer your voice.
Come here, buddy.
Next station on 2 for muscle stem encryption.
Go ahead, Anton, and call.
So the crypt data application, when I typed in MonoMove, it said encryption. It says encryption going on, please wait. And then below that it says processing folder, and it's the C drive data to encrypt in MonoMove. And it's been there for a couple minutes. The procedure just says verify after a couple of seconds, or a few seconds. So I'm wondering if there's a different step I can take here.
And we'll check in. It's a bit unexpected. We'll check it on ground first. Let us know. We will let you know.
Step 18.4 for reference.
We copy. Thanks. And Nicole, back with you. So our first suggestion is that you close the window and you try again. And we still have the VCA one active, because if you want, you can read it directly on the chat, and then you have a better paper.
Yeah, I will do all of people.
Thank you.
For all that time, it worked.
And Vapor, we copy. We are good. Thank you very much.
Phoenix Station on 2 for 18.5. The encryption is complete.
And we copy. Thank you.
So Station on 2 for Cleo.
We're with you on 2.
Just wondering if you're ready for me to take the samples off the scope.
We just need a couple more minutes and we will give you a call when we're ready.
Sounds good.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Go ahead for Cleo.
Hey, you are go for step 1.3 in the Clio sample remove activity, and you are also go for your next Clio sample insert activity.
Okay, copy.
Six station, this is Shooks on Space to Ground 2 for myogenesis.
And Shooks, we are with you on 2, and we have Shankini. She is ready for you on Space to Ground 3.
Roger, copy that, switching to 3.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby.
Station 2, Huntsville.
Tibby, at the end of this activity, the stowage note has you trash everything, but we would like you to keep it. We're going to try to reschedule some of these activities, so if you can just put everything back where you got it, we would appreciate that, please.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Ed?
We are having intermittent video outages. If you were trying to show us the sample, we did not see it.
Right, the sample has serial number 11, which will be farthest back in the microscope, and serial number 12, closest to the opening side.
We copy all. Thanks.
Huntsville Station, the samples are in, and you're ready to scan whenever you can.
Huntsville copies.
Swift Station, this is Shooks, 1-2 for myogenesis. Negative Shankini, we are conversing on Space to Ground 2 now.
And Shooks, this is Huntsville. We're going to move you back over to Space to Ground 3. We should have good comm now.
Roger, copy that. Shifting to Space to Ground 3.
Station Munich on Space Ground 2 with a heads up to all crew members. The event, the Mediaset event with live audio and video broadcast from Columbus will start in about 5 minutes.
Munich Station on 2, this is TB for the event.
TB, Munich is with you. So ground will connect with the media set, and that should take about 90 seconds, and then they will perform a voice check through the media set itself.
Sounds good.
Station Munich on Space Ground 2 with a heads up to all crew members. The live event in Columbus has finished, and we have resumed nominal audio and video configuration.
Station Houston on 2 for any available USOS crew member. 5 minute activity. Hey, we're seeing a power failure, we think, on XPWD. We have a procedure for you. Normally, it is a power off, power back on type of procedure. We could just tell you what to do, but there's a not straightforward series of lights. So when you're ready, I'll give you a 11.442 exploration potable water dispenser procedure, and you have a go in that procedure.
Okay, copy. I'll put 11.442 in work. Houston Station on 2 for step 1.1 of the XPWD.
Go.
All the lights look nominal, so the power light, the power LED is on and green, the iodine filter light is on and green, and then the dispense hot and dispense ambient are both on for white and blue, respectively. Fault and ground control are both off OFF.
Houston copies. We still would like you to proceed with the power cycle in 1.2 and through to the end. Thank you.
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Houston Station, XPWD is powered back on, and the lights are in the same nominal config again.
Houston copies, turn it off, turn it back on, worked. We see data now, thanks.
No problem.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Cleo.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Are you ready for those samples? I'm flexible if you need me to wait.
Yeah, the PD would like to get a few more images, so we'll let you know when we're ready.
Okay, no worries.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Head on, Cleo.
You are go for the sample removed. Imaging is complete, and you are also go for your next activity, the Kermit hardware power down.
All right, and work.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann. Low priority. At your convenience.
Houston Station, Matt, you are always a priority for me. What can I do for you?
Hello, Ann. The laboratory clip, mic, there are only three on space station, so Columbus, Floater, and Jim are the locations the crew have chosen. If you want to adjust it, great. If not, leave as is, but we expected one to be missing from the set.
Good. Thank you for the quick answer.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann. Again, extremely low priority.
Right on 2.
Okay, it's again about your medium-sized crew note from earlier today. For the piece of soft foam, glad that's not an acronym, and the unmarked cable, those are going to remain lost and found for a little bit. So if you can toss them in lost and found in the lab, that'd be great. And then the USB speaker aux cables you found, times two, location into the PMM, in a 1.0 CTB, serial number 1057, laptop crew supplies, PMM P1 rack bay.
The two marked mic cables into 1057, and the other two will hang out in the lost and found for a while. Thank you. I'll put those, by the way, in the official lost and found 5463.
That works. And then, of course, if you want to make another crew note or just let us know how much time you spent on the audit, backing purposes.
It probably took 30 to 45 minutes, probably 45 minutes.
Copy, 45.0 minutes.
If it's going to get added to my paycheck, then it definitely took about 4 hours.
Copy, 5 hours with the commission for Capcom.
To deal.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Astro Mental Health. Slav says it's Munich. Instead, Munich. Station on 2.
And Peggy, good evening. Go ahead on 2. If you're referring to the crew note that Slavoj left us earlier in the day about what kind of logos are needed, so we discussed it on ground, and it will be sufficient if you guys take photos of each other when you're doing something on the iPad, like answering the questionnaire or doing something else. And for today, that will be all.
Okay, great. Thanks.
The next station is Slavoj on 2 for timeline.
Slavoj, go ahead on 2.
Hi. I was wondering, I had a task to reconfigure laptop in Columbus that I could take now. I have a bit of gray space. Would that be possible?
Savage, that is possible because we have completed the data transfer, so you'll go anytime.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So I'll start for that.
You're welcome.
Phoenix Station is on 2 for closing Columbus payload laptop 3.
Savage, go ahead.
I have a quick question. The virtual machine is not shutting off. Should I just close the VMware software?
So, in theory, you need to shut down the VM and then shut down the Columbus payload laptop. Is that what you're asking?
Well, I tried to shut down the VM. On the other hand, it is not shutting down. Oh, actually, it worked just now. Okay, perfect. So I'll close VMware and I'll shut down the laptop. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Excellent. Have a good evening.
You too. We'll talk again.
Houston Station on 2 for Vapor, low priority.
Go ahead for Vapor on 2.
Thursday, we are tracking for a crew off-duty day. That's when the Stowage Conference was going to be. Would you like to move that to Wednesday or terminate Stowage Conference this week?
I do not have any topics for them, but if they want to do one on Wednesday, I'm happy to.
Copy. We understand your preferences, and we'll leave it up to ISO. Thanks.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Microgravity Challenge.
1-2 for Microgravity Challenge.
Hey, Peggy, we noticed that it looks like the work light at Lab Overhead 6 is dim, so we were wondering if it was plugged into station power or operating off of battery.
I've been operating off batteries, but I can go get a new one.
Actually, we have the configuration steps to plug it in. If you go to GMT 179, the setup activity at 10 o'clock, it's in the if statement of step 5.
Okay, copy. I missed something. GMT 179, step 5, the if statement.
That's good readback.
Station on 2 for LED work light.
We're with you on 2.
I've found where all the cabling is, except for the, there was nothing in the stow note where to find the last cable to connect it up to the work light. Do you know where I should find those cables?
We will find that location. Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy and work light.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, just to confirm, you needed the LED work light cable?
That's correct. There wasn't a location in the stow note.
Yes, you can find one of those at Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 2, and half CTB 1244.
Node 1, Deck 4, CTB 1244.
Yes, and that's in the Kilo 2 location at Deck 4.
Huntsville Station on 2, the USB charger's been plugged into the work light now.
Copy that, and can you verify the intensity of the light?
100.
Copy, 100, thanks.
Phoenix Station is on 2. For Astromental Health close-up.
Savage, go ahead.
Wait a bit longer, I just could now access the device. So I wanted to know if so Columbus payload laptop was powered up, but I wanted your go to go ahead.
Breath checking. And so the laptop should be already on and ready to go.
It is.
And since I have you, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Of course.
All right. We just wanted to have a little bit of feedback from you. First of all, for photographs. So today you had a little bit of troubles to find the power chain for photographs, the one that we were expecting you to find. Can you elaborate a little bit on those issues?
Actually, because Tibor is deployed there as a sleep station, so the configuration might be slightly different, and his personal laptop was on top of the laptop desk. So what I did, I put the Columbus laptop payload, laptop 3, on top and used directly the charger from the laptop at the bottom.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you for clarifying. And then we have another topic for ActiBelt. So first of all, thank you for letting us know that you were not wearing it during the service today. There is a size constraint that the ActiBelt should be worn for at least 10 hours per day. So we would like you to confirm that overall you managed to wear it for at least these 10 hours.
I need to count, but I think 10 hours is a yes, and I thought about wearing it a bit longer so I'm not doffing right away.
Okay. That's perfect. That's actually what we wanted you to ask. We wanted to ask you, so if you can just wear it a little bit longer, then it will cover it.
And I apologize for forgetting to don it again when I change clothes to sports clothes. So for the next TV sessions, I will have it.
We copy, and no problem at all. As soon as we have these 10 hours, we are good. Thank you. That's all I have for you.
Excellent. Thank you, Teresa.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Hey, who's calling Johnny?
Houston's calling Johnny. I have questions about Cateo.
Matthew, Johnny's here.
I can't quite hear you. Is this Johnny?
Yeah, it's Johnny. On two.
Okay, Johnny. Hey, we're confused by your crew note about Cateos in the task list. Did you make two Cateos, one for active and then one for reserve?
Yeah, so standard practice, at least for our expedition, is whenever it's time to, whenever we make kittos, we always make two of them just to be efficient. And so so we build them every other kitto replacement. And so this one, there was only one in reservoir, so we used that as the newly installed kitto, leaving zero in the reservoir. And so we built two up.
That was our guess. We were just confused because we were checking that 1432 would have been one that was being thrown away.
Say, let me look at my notes.
John, if you can hear me while you're looking at your notes, we're going to want to know which one is installed, and we also want to know if there's still the trend of drawing cool pictures on the cattail with a Sharpie.
Hey, Matt, this is Vapor. We put the body serial number is 1552 and 1556 for the lid. That's the new one that's now active. Johnny's still checking on the one that we threw away.
Yeah, those are different. Can you say those numbers again, please?
The body right now is 1552, and the lid is 1556.
Houston copies body 1552, lid 1556.
Happy. And then Johnny just figured out 1551 for the body is the one that we threw away, and 1555 for the lid.
Okay. We are no longer confused. 1551 and 1555 are full and been tossed. Thank you.
Vapor.
And then we have one more.
And we'll get something fun on the Sharpie drawing.
Thank you. There should be good artwork on every Cateo. But I mean, I don't know if they got passed down from Expedition 71. We had one more question, and there was going to be a 3.0 CTB generated to stow more Cateos. Do we know that CTB?
Matt, yeah, saw that stow note, but the current 3.0 Cateo trash has room for at least 2 to 3 more. And so instead of grabbing a new CTB, I just threw the full Cateo in that one.
Plus one for head work. Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Matt.
Station Houston on 2 for Tibby.
Evening, Houston.
Hello, sir. We had some questions about the team's conference you attempted to join this morning. We had the images expedited of your iPad downlinked so we could check them out. And we saw that you did a pretty good job documenting how you connected to Teams. But at the end of the pictures, we see a successful conference. So if you could just help us understand the issue you were having and what we need to troubleshoot.
But are you sure it was me? Because I'm pretty sure I wasn't inventing a Teams conference today for my iPad. Do you mean 12 at 9:35?
Tibby, it's great talking to you. We just received information that it's actually Suave we want to talk to, so if you could pass the phone off to him, that'd be great.
Hey, call me anytime. I'd love to talk to you.
Hey, Tibby, hopefully you remember the training we talked about and you're doing all those things.
I have no time for those, and my commander prohibits me.
I understand.
About the Suave?
Suave, this is Capcom. We were hearing issues of iPad 180 having some problems. When you're trying to connect to a conference this morning, you took some really great pictures and screenshots that you sent down to us. But we see that you did successfully connect in those images. Can you expand upon the issue?
I actually managed to connect to ESA using the iPad 1080. There were just some extra steps, and I needed to enter a CAPTCHA, and then finally it worked. But today there was no problem. Yesterday, on the other hand, I couldn't connect as guest, and finally I used Jimmy's iPad. Not Johnny's.
Copy. So you were documenting the process that you had on Johnny's iPad. And so thank you so much for sharing. But you were able to connect using that technique, but not able to connect using the normally provided iPad, which was what, 1083?
Just to clarify, the photos that you got and I documented, it was using the iPad that Peggy has, iPad 1080, and today it worked. 2 days ago, I did not manage to connect, and Jordan landed me his iPad to be able to do ESA co-conference. But today, there were no major problems, just some extra things.
Stand by 1 minute, Suave. Suave, we have a conference here in Houston, and we understand everything, so thank you so much for the help.
Welcome, and thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
Houston Station, Johnny on Space Ground 2 with an important recognition.
Go ahead.
Today's last day of work for Mission Control Center Facility Manager Dennis Hare. Dennis has been instrumental in keeping Mission Control running since he began working at GAC in 1983. He's worked as an engineer in Building 48 and was involved in generating electrical wiring diagrams to connect MCC's backup equipment to the critical Mission Control Center infrastructure. He also implemented quality control programs for the backup electrical systems. He transitioned to FOD and has served in facility management for MCC for 26 years, and his diligence has literally helped keep the lights on. Flight controllers would be unable to do their job without the mission control facility functioning, and Dennis's contributions has helped ensure safe human spaceflight operations throughout shuttle and ISS missions. You know, we often talk about service, and we tend to think of the folks, whether they're at the tip of the spear or working diligently in mission control. But, you know, Dennis is a prime example of how public service comes in many, many forms, and everyone's contribution is just as important as everyone else's. And, Dennis, if you're listening, we all here at Expedition 73, thank you very much. We know we could not do our jobs, and the flight control team that we depend on so much couldn't do their jobs without people like you. So thank you for your tremendous career of service to GSC, FOD, and human spaceflight. You will be missed, and we hope your retirement is full of successful fishing trips.
Houston copies. Thank you so much.